Proclamation number 8794 of 30th of March, 1964. Resurrection to life. You, too, will rise from the dead. That is, you will only leave your earthly body, but the soul will enter the spiritual kingdom. And I gave you the evidence of this. I let the process take place visibly in me, for the whole world was to take note of the fact that I had overcome death, that there need be no death for the human being who has procured the state of maturity for his soul on earth, that it can enter the kingdom of light as spiritualized after its departure from this earth. But this resurrection into life must always be preceded by redemption through Jesus Christ, otherwise the soul will remain a slave to death, for as long as it is still in my adversary's power it is no life, it is bound and completely inactive, it is truly a state of death in which an unredeemed soul finds itself. But I acquired eternal life for it through my death on the cross. It no longer needs to fear death, for I gave it life which lasts forever. I merely release the soul from its body of flesh and it can enter the kingdom on the other side in freedom. The soul rises from its grave. It enters the state of light which is completely opposite to the bound state before. That is why I therefore gave men a proof through my resurrection on the third day. Because no one believes in it that there is a further life after death, and because they therefore led their earth life indifferently and lukewarmly and did nothing to secure a resurrection in light for the soul. And I had to prove it to them through the fact that also my body rose, that it broke the fetters of death, that I emerged from the grave to appear to mine again and to prove to them the fulfillment of my promise that I will rise again on the third day. All of you men are to believe that you are not only created for earth, that with your death not everything is over, but that the actual life only then begins. And you should shape your nature in such a way that you still spiritualize yourselves in earthly life, that not only the souls but also your bodies can rise again out of the grave after death, that they can enter into true life, and that such is possible, for this I gave you the proof. The ignorance of those men at the time of my walk on earth, their spiritual blindness was so great that they themselves knew nothing about purpose and aim of their earth existence, and they thought to be extinguished again with the moment of death, and accordingly they also only lived purely worldly directed sense. They did not think of their soul's salvation and did not fear the responsibility before their God and Creator. And that is why it was necessary to give exactly these men a proof, which indeed was also only accepted by the good-willed as credible. While the others tried to explain to themselves in all possible ways the disappearance of my body out of the grave. But my own were strengthened in their faith, to whom I appeared as I had predicted to them and whom I also sent out into the world with a mission. To carry my gospel out into the world, to proclaim the teaching of love and to make people believe in life after death and to preach about my resurrection from the grave to all who are of good will and listen to my disciples. Men were to be strengthened in their own responsibility for the guidance of their life. They were to consciously strive for a resurrection after death, and as soon as they believed in me and in my work of redemption, which I have accomplished for sinful mankind, they could also believe in my resurrection and now also go towards their own resurrection without fear and in trust in me, who will raise them up one day in eternity. Because I myself have given you the promise, whoever believes in me will live for eternity. And even if his body dies, his Roman one, his soul, cannot die, It only changes its abode and enters the kingdom of the beyond, but which is now constituted according to his way of life. And if I myself can awaken the soul from its sleep of death, then it will also be granted a life of bliss. For as soon as it believes in me, it has also found me in earthly life and carried its sins under my cross. And then it is free of all guilt and enters the kingdom of the beyond carefree, where it will now live and can never ever lose this life either. Amen.